Sam Fender and Get You Down on Radio 1.
It's Matt and Moll here.
Matt and Molly.
Okay, we always say, don't we, that Radio 1 is like a family. And it sounds a bit cheesy, but I think it is true.
Definitely.
Family to each other, but also family, we hope, to our listeners. Whatever part of your day or your life we play a role in, we hope that we give you some comfort and some love and some support, and we definitely feel that coming back at us as well.
Mm.
And this might be your first day listening to Radio 1. If so, hello and welcome. It might be one of many days that you've had. Maybe you're a radio devotee of 56 years, 2 months and 25 days, because that is how long this station has been going for. And there is a person that has been on that journey for almost the entirety of Radio 1's existence. 3 years after this place that we love was born, we had its first female presenter, Annie Nightingale. And she has remained part of our family ever since. And I'm really sorry to share with you that we've just heard the news now that Annie Nightingale has passed away.
Yeah. As Matt said, Annie was the first female broadcaster on Radio 1. And she really, really championed female talent. And I think I can speak for myself and other women in broadcasting when I say we owe her an immense amount of gratitude for everything that she has done. I mean, her passion for new music was hugely motivating, and she really is part of musical history. She was there supporting artists like The Beatles, U2, The Clash. I mean, so much of musical history is because of Annie, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah, she was a really pivotal part of the music culture, and also the culture of Radio 1 and making it sound how it does today. And also, she was just a really incredible person.
Mm.
She had that stardust about her at a Radio 1 Christmas party, or if you ever saw her around the office, which you frequently did, because
yeah,
she was always in listening to new stuff. There would be a sense of like, oh, I'm in the presence of a legend.
Yeah,
here.
An icon, yeah, a real icon.
And also, if you could corner her at a party, the greatest stories in show business.
Yes.
My goodness me, she's incredible. And obviously, you mentioned some kind of older accent that went on to become world famous.
Mm-hmm.
But she just kept that enthusiasm going all the way through her career at Radio 1. If you listen to any of her Tuesday night shows, you'll know she'll have played incredible new musical discoveries. She's, you know, backed people like Dimitri Vegas and deadmau5 and Like Mike. And she sort of never stopped having a hunger for that next best musical thing.
Yeah, she really could spot talent so early, couldn't she?
It was
she
amazing.
Just had those ears, yeah.
So if you knew Annie personally, or if you knew her through the radio, and if you did, you probably did know her personally, we just want to send you lots of love at this time. It's always sad when obviously someone passes away, but I think really important to reflect on just the impact that she had on culture, on music, and on all of us coming through Radio 1 right now. So we want to play a song in Annie's honour, and it's a track that is synonymous with Annie. I mean, it was quite hard to pick just one.
Yeah.
We've chosen this because it's a band that Annie was great friends with. It's Primal Scream. The track is Loaded, and I think the lyrics at the start sum up her passion for life and her love of a party.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded, and we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.